Blog Talk Radio.
For 9th, 20. Illinois elected officials. We will be joined with the address by Attorney General Kwame Raoult.
This organization was traumatized by the horrific events that swept Highland Park. People, including myself, were rightfully shocked at such extreme violence had visited a place like Highland Park. But there should be no neighborhood where we expect gun violence.
Governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker.
And now, to swear the oath of office of Second
Alexander Julie, accompanied by Josephine Julie, Anna Julie, Sophia Julie, and Alexia Julie. The oath will be administered by the Honorable Joy B. Cunningham. Who solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of Secretary of State according to the best of my ability.
That oath was administered by Supreme Court Justice Joy Cunningham.
Thank you. Thank you, Governor Chris. And to the people of the state of Illinois, I also want to thank my amazingly selfless wife, Josephine, for being the light of my life. My three girls, you just had a chance to meet. My mom, my brothers, my family, all family and friends that came down, and all the great stuff that came down. There's been some long speeches, so I'll try and become briefer today. A one man in particular, for his years of public service, great. Please join me in thanking the legend passing me the baton, my heritage friend, Secretary of State, Justin.
He acknowledged this year after many years of service as Secretary of State.
16 years ago, I stood on stage and thanked the people of Illinois for placing their trust in me. It was one of the most extraordinary moments of my life. My heart was filled with optimism, energy, and enthusiasm for being allowed the honor of serving my state. And I feel those exact same emotions today. But I feel another emotion today. One comes from the experience of having served the people of Illinois. Responsibility. Trust in me, in all of us. You trust us to help realize your greatest hopes, and you trust us to keep some of your greatest fears. Today more than ever, I appreciate the awful responsibility of being a steward of your trust, especially now when so many people have been disheartened and have lost faith of our time. After all, think of what has happened for me since I last served. Yeah, a failure to keep our children safe in their classrooms and our streets from gun violence. Dangerous turning back from the clock and losing the right to choose, an inability to put a dent in the most pressing issue of our time, climate change, and a dangerous assault on voting rights and the emergence of the once unimaginable concept that individuals have to accept the results of an election if they disagree with them. Together, today, we gather to honor the state results of a democratic process whereby government is chosen by the government, not just the government. the earliest days of our nation, do we really appreciate the importance of what we're doing today. We celebrate a new chapter in Illinois, but we also our time of a peaceful, respectful transfer of power. And the day we can go to vote. We must protect these rights at all costs, and we must commit to doing better. We must do better for the working men and women of Illinois, who, like these incredible park lunch workers I met in 2009, are not looking for handouts, but just the opportunity for work and a chance to build a better life for themselves and their families. We have to do better for the children of Illinois, who deserve our help and make up for all that is lost during the challenging days of the COVID crisis. We must do better for those who are seeking the promise of America for themselves and their families. We must do better, and I believe that we can do better. That is why I ran for public office once again after all these years. After watching all these developments that have undermined trust in our democracy, I realized that expressing outrage on Twitter and the ballot box wasn't enough anymore. I remember the lesson that my parents taught me growing up, that there are two types of people in this world. One that sees a problem and sits back on the couch and complains about it. The other that gets up and does something about it. Well, I'm getting up and doing something about the problems we all face because I want to fight. I want to fight for this state and this country, which I love so very much. And I want to celebrate you. And I want to tell my three little girls that in life, service to a greater good is something I cry whenever I find my kids. Service to a greater good is something that everyone must strive for, but especially to those who much have been given. And as I stand here and speak about the American dream, I think about my parents and family. They have given me everything, especially my dad, who I know is watching from above. They came to this country as immigrants, and when they came here, they had nothing but their hopes and their aspirations. Together, they struggled and made countless sacrifices for their three boys. But they built life, successful business, they built children who have achieved beyond their wildest imagination, and they truly lived the American dream. I'm so proud of my parents. I'm so proud of my family. I'm here because of them. And I'm thrilled to be celebrating with y'all. Today for me and our team, today is a work day. When I was state treasurer, my very first day in office, I passed the most wide-ranging comprehensive ethics package in state government. And today, as soon as I leave here, I will sign new executive orders ensuring ethics and integrity in the Secretary of State's office, transparency, good governance, and using technology and innovation to eliminate the contact that too many of you are paying every day just to access simple government services will be my administration's focus. The Secretary, yes, thank you. The Secretary of State's office can make their lives better, and we will be relentless in making sure it does exactly that. And I will always, always fight for the disenfranchised and the underserved. So thank you, Illinois, for putting your trust in me and allowing me today in front of my mom, my entire family and friends, my wife and my three little girls, to be the first person in 24 years to be able to say thank you to the people of Illinois for making me the new Secretary of State of the great state of Illinois. And I've been talking to you 16 years ago, now I'm a 30-year-old kid up on the stage, and we always fight for you. And I will never ever let you know. God bless you, God bless the United States of America, and God bless the people of Illinois. Thank you so much.
That was the newly elected Secretary of State, Alexis Giannulli. thanking his family, his children, as many of the other elected officials have done, acknowledging those who came before them, making it possible for them to assume the office they have assumed.
And now, to swear the oath of office of Comptroller, please welcome Comptroller Donna A. Zagoda, accompanied by David A. Simpson, David P. Simpson, and Donna H. Zagoda. The oath will be administered by the Honorable Donna P. Fernandez.
Of course, Susanna Mendoza.
Welcome,
hello. Yes, it's Comptroller of Illinois. This is her third term as Comptroller of Illinois.
My number one advisor, my best friend, my rock. I love you so much. And thank you so much to the incredible team that has led to lead the controller's office. I see some controllers and employees out there. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you for all of your good work and dedication to the people of Illinois. To the men and women of organized labor, thank you for always having my back. I know it works too. Illinois. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for choosing me to serve another term as your Illinois State Controller. I am deeply humbled and grateful for your overwhelming support. A few years ago, at the Illinois State Fair, the one and only Secretary of State, Jesse White, pulled me aside and he said, "Hey, Susan, come here. You want to know how to become the number one vote-getter in the state of Illinois?" Now, of course, I wanted to hear the secret from the only statewide elected official to ever win all 102 counties in the state of Illinois. In the community, I remember the secretary, and what you told me, what he told me, this was a secret. He said, "You show up. You show up." And when someone tells you that it's not worth your time to travel 6 hours to an event where only 10 people show up, you show up anyway. You remember me, the whole 10 people matter, and they're going to know that you care about it. I know you care. That's what you told me, Secretary. Thank you. I do, and I promise you that I'm going to keep showing up. Because it's the best part of the job. Meeting voters, finding out what I can do to make their lives better. Meeting their voice and restoring their faith in our position. In November, I asked for your trust through your vote. And thanks to you showing up for me, I stand before you as the new highest vote getter in the state of Illinois. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for the chance for money on the ballot, since I would not be in first place. I just feel better. Thank you. But thank you also, Secretary, for your years of public dedication to our state, your friendship, and for your advice. And I promise, as I've already said, to always show up for Illinois the way you have done so beautifully for your entire career. Thank you. Told me I was crazy when I first applied to run for state controller in 2016. But worst fiscal crisis in our state's history. Our build-out budget peaked at $16.7 billion of unpaid bills. Our rainy day fund was not invisible, with less than $60,000 in it. We have suffered 20 years of consecutive downgrades. The average vendor waiting to do business in the state of Illinois had to wait 210 business days to get paid. That said, I promise you that if you set me to Springfield and I deliver a complete and transparent financial turnaround for the state of Illinois, I deliver that. No more build-out bond. It's gone. Thank you. government like a business. I say, how about we run it better than this? That's what I'm going to do here with you guys. How can my firm work to help people to fix our state finances is to get Illinois ready for its growth spurt. And we're ready because Illinois is the beating heart of this nation. From the bustling streets of Chicago to the extensive farmlands of rural Illinois, to Southern Illinois towns like Cairo, where we're fighting to bring that river port project to life. And we get things done and we get all pulled together. We want to be the state that people look at to consider how to build their wealth, grow their families, and grow their businesses. I love Illinois with all of my heart. For those of you who voted for me, thank you for trusting me with another term as your controller. For those who didn't vote for me, know that I will work as passionately for you as I will for my own family. After all, Illinois is my heart, and each and every one of you, regardless of your party background, is in my heart. I will work hard to earn and keep your trust. I want to make a promise to myself and to all of these Illinois children. I will miss to make you proud.
And that is Honorable Susanna Mendoza, Controller of the
official. You just get it wrong.